Regnum Christi Daily Meditations, the service of the Legionaries of Christ.
NRC Meditation for November 12th, 2024. Memorial of St. Josaphat, Bishop and Martyr. The Rite of Gratitude. From the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17. Jesus said to the apostles, "Who among you would say to your servant, who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here immediately and take your place at table'? Would he not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat. Put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink. You may eat and drink when I am finished.' Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do.'" Introductory Prayer. Jesus, I believe in you, my Lord and my Creator. You have given me everything, and you owe me nothing. You have forgiven me everything when I owed you more than I could ever pay. I trust in your forgiveness and love, Lord. Petition. Jesus, help me to be grateful to you. First Reflection. Proud Attitudes. How often are we offended by how others treat us, by a lack of gratitude, respect, or appreciation? However justified the reactions of our sensitivity, what lies at the root of our complaints is pride. Looking out for my own broken creaturely condition, I can't help but see myself for more than I am and expect more respect from everyone, including God. Yet, before God, I am but a poor, tiny, and dependent creature. From Him, I receive all that I am and need. How can I demand anything from Him? Even worse, how can I complain when I recognize that I am an ungrateful sinner who has denied the rights and love of my Creator? Second Reflection, The Fundamental Relationship. Our culture has become one of entitlement. We view ourselves as having rights, just expectations, and we expect that much is owed to us. Thus, we see children demanding what they want, spouses expecting their preferences to be respected, and the belief the government must provide us with everything. God gets thrown into the fray as well, so that He, too, must deliver according to our attitude of spoiled children. What we forget is that we have received everything from God, and we owe Him everything. Jesus' image of the servant and master is not just a metaphor. Although His free and generous gift of redemption raises us up to the level of children and friends, He owes us nothing. Our fundamental relationship with God must be that of a grateful creature with a loving Creator. We must start there. Third Reflection, Humble Attitudes. Far from asking us to act as unprofitable servants, Jesus wants to free us from the pride that enslaves. The virtues of service, gratitude, honor, and obedience may not be popular today, but they forever reflect the heart of a child of God. Jesus embraced all these virtues and the attitudes of humility that they require. My first duty in life is to serve and obey God. My duty of gratitude can never be exhausted, for He gives me so many gifts: life, faith, family, etc. And He leads me to a love that is self-giving, rather than demanding my rights before God and others. Conversation with Christ. Dear Lord Jesus, help me to embrace my condition as creature with humble simplicity. Open my mind and heart to the many endless expressions of your generous love. Teach me a gratitude that thinks more of you than of me. Resolution. I will pray for the grace to show gratitude to God in my daily activities, striving to make these acts of gratitude occur.
For more resources, visit RegnumChristi.org or download the Regnum Christi English app today.